You met with the Senate caucus, I understand, on Medicaid this afternoon?
I did, on healthcare. Uh-huh.
They're all on board now?
Well, I don't know if they're all on board, but, the longest journey starts with the first step, and we've introduced our proposal, which we think is very commonsensible, designed to recognize that we send $680 million back to Washington, D.C. from the Utah taxpayer to pay for health care. And in this particular instance, the law of the land, they're going to send back to us $258 million unless we turn them down. And I just think that it's wisdom to take the money that's ours, generated by Utah taxpayers, and not put it, though, into a Medicaid expansion program, but to put it into, in fact, a healthy Utah plan where we have more flexibility, an ability to address our own unique demographics, have some work responsibilities in there, some co-payment, some premium assistance, and come up with a better program that's tailored specifically for Utah rather than the one-size-fits-all Medicaid program. I believe we'll actually have better outcomes for the people we're trying to serve. So that's my pitch to the Senate today, and we have good discussion on that. I'm optimistic that we can work with the legislature and get to a point which allows me to go back to Washington and see what I can negotiate with this administration.
What do you need before the end of the session to be able to do that? Because right now you guys are between the House and your plan, and there's a lot of area there. Do you need to come to some agreement before the end of the session that enables you to go back to D.C.? What do you want to have in hand?
You talk about a vast difference, but I think we all have the same desire to get the same outcome. We want to make sure that we help those people who are most vulnerable amongst us. We want to make sure we wisely use the taxpayers' dollars. Again, particularly, we're talking about the Utah taxpayer, and find a program that, in fact, is the most efficient and most effective. A lot of it is just, who would you want to have spend the money, Utah or the federal government? And I'm here to submit to the House and the Senate that having us spend the money is a much wiser use of the taxpayers' dollars than having the federal government, which is just so much far removed. So I just think it's a better system. I would like to have them give me that authorization, that blessing, that go get them, cowboy kind of an approach, and see what we can do back in Washington. I'm very optimistic that we can get a block grant or a maximum flexibility approach, which will give us a better outcome than what we currently would have with a Medicaid expansion program.
The lieutenant governor was in the House caucus, House Republican caucus, and that was open. He seemed very open to making a lot of changes to your plan to make it more palatable to the House, and acknowledged that what you're talking about probably isn't really a block grant. Technically, it's more a Medicaid waiver to give you the flexibility that you want, for example. How flexible are you in terms of your plan? Obviously, you'd like them to buy it as it is, but what kind of changes are you willing to make to get this done?
Sure. Well, a block grant, if you define it as here's the money, do with it what you want, probably we're not there, because I know that they're going to say, here's the money, $258 million. You have to spend it on health care. You have to spend it on those who are in the low economic spectrum, those up to 133% of poverty. So there's certainly going to be some parameters, and if that means it's not a block grant, I guess that's just kind of a nomenclature definition debate. But the idea of having maximum flexibility with the money is what we're talking about. That being said, I will just quote President Obama when we met with him here a week and a half ago. He said to the governors, if you have a better way of doing it, meaning if you have a better way of serving the people, of getting better outcomes, particularly when it comes to health care, you're talking about flexibility, tell me, what is the better way of doing things? If I have people getting in the way of it, contact my office. We'll talk directly to you, governors, about this and see if we can find a better way to serve the people. Well, I say the same thing. If there's a better way, I've got a benchmark out there with my approach on how do we solve this problem called Healthy Utah. If there's a better way to do this, to approach the administration coming from the House to the Senate, I want to hear about it. let's make the best presentation we can and make the best argument we can to get the positive result of giving us the money and having maximum flexibility to do a Utah unique program. So hey, if they've got good ideas, I'm certainly willing to listen.
But you haven't heard good ideas at this point. I think what's out there.
You know, actually, I've heard some ideas, whether they're some things that we are already thinking about. Like some say, you know, everybody ought to have a little skin in the game. Depending on where you are on the economic spectrum, you know, at least for those above poverty, they ought to put a little bit more into copay. They maybe ought a little bit higher premium. They ought to share in that responsibility of providing themselves with health care. There ought to be a work requirement. And so those are suggestions that have come to us that are part and parcel of our approach here, and those are good suggestions. There might be others out there.
Do you think the ultimate plan, if one does manage to pass this session, would kind of be an amalgamation of what you propose, what the House has on the table, maybe a little bit of Senate as well?
Wouldn't surprise me. Again, that's what getting people around the table and having honest and forthright discussions and make the opportunity to learn from each other and make a compromise. So I expect that what I've put forward is a good template for what we ought to do. You know, the Senate's got a good proposal, too. I think it's got merit. The House has acknowledged at least the need to take some federal dollars to close the loop. And the fact that doing nothing is not acceptable. So there's parts of all of this. There's parts from our study group, our work group. There's things I've gleaned from talking to other governors. So it will be an amalgamation of a lot of different thoughts and ideas that eventually will be what Utah puts forward.
It sounds like you're not expecting to have something, here's the Utah plan. You're expecting to have, we'd like something kind of like this, and then you go back to D.C. It may be months before we even have an idea of what the Utah plan is going to be.
Well, I hope it's not months, and I would suggest that, yeah, you don't want to tie my hands that it's got to be exactly this and this and this without having any flexibility. That would probably inhibit our ability to get a good outcome. I think we have an opportunity to negotiate, get waivers that we have not had before, to do other things that we need to have in health care here in Utah. I think there's an environment now that's conducive to negotiation and compromise with the Obama administration. We have other governors that like what we're doing. They would probably like to help us. They might do something a little differently in Indiana or Tennessee or in Idaho. But I think we have probably a group of willing governors would like to try to get more flexibility in kind of a block grant system.
Governor, back to Medicaid for just a moment. It sounds like realistically we won't leave this session with a plan in place. You're saying you want a direction at this point from the legislature so you can go back and see what you can get out of Washington, and then there'd have to be a special session to actually approve the technicalities of whatever plan it is.
Well, I think there'll be a plan. The question is going to be, how specific is the plan? What are some of the details? You know, is it maybe a plan to have a plan? But we have 8 days yet to go here. So we're working vigorously. I expect we'll come together with the legislature and get some kind of authorization to move ahead and put a plan in place. And again, some of the details will yet to be worked out. But we'll have to see how we're received when we get back into Washington and work with the administration. Again, I'll get a coalition of the willing of other governors to help us in that negotiation. But, you know, we want some flexibility in those negotiations or we would have a hard time doing the negotiation. Could be a special session, yeah.
Sounds as if the way this is might work is you get some kind of authorization, as you said, a go get them, cowboy. Then you go back and you talk to the administration and work out the best deal you can. Then you have to come back and talk to the legislature again. I doubt they'll just give you authorization to say yes on your own. Though they might, I don't know. And then we'll be able to actually start helping people.
That's probably a good scenario. I don't know if it's exactly that way. It remains to be seen. But there will be a framework that I will work within. And I need to go back to Washington and within that framework negotiate and get approvals for the block granting of the money for a Healthy Utah program. There's other things we'll probably want to negotiate at the same time, waivers from some of their Medicaid stuff, and do kind of an omnibus approach here, I think, in regards to Utah. Once we have that, and it may take us, you know, some time, weeks or a few months, but my hope is that we'll be able to bring that back to the legislature. We'll have discussions. If needs be, come back into a special session. We have to provide a mechanism to receive the $258 million, for example. And so I expect that that would be kind of a process within a framework they would give me to go out and get it done.
If I understand the House and the Senate, they've got plans that would be less comprehensive than yours, but that would be in effect at the end of the legislature, that the House would have $35 million bucks or whatever, and they'd start helping people. The Senate would have that up to 100% and start buying insurance, and that'd be there and going. Mm-hmm. Are you open in any way? Do you think that there's any chance of one of those plans, of you agreeing to one of those plans instead of to the let's go to Washington and see plan?
Well, I guess the advantage of the House plan is that they could do it pretty quick.
Governor, I'm sorry to interrupt you. All three plans will require federal approval. Any of the House or the Senate, so
well,
they'll all be months.
Meaning what he's saying is that there's the PCN, which is a waiver, has to be extended. And to complete the House plan, they require 1132 waiver in 2 years. They're not even going to apply for it for 2 years.
But they're just going to spend state money now. They don't need anything for 2 years, right? You could start doling out the dough in April.
Well, I'm not certain about that. But let me just say it this way. I don't think it's a good idea to put the taxpayers on the hook for another $35 million plus the $680 million they've already paid and service fewer people with lower benefits. It's the argument's been, well, it's better than nothing, but not significantly better than nothing. I mean, for those who are medically frail amongst us, it's really a very minimalist program, and I just don't think it makes sense from the standpoint of the taxpayer. So, again, that's the debate going on. You know, there's three different proposals out there, and we've got 8 days to reconcile them.
What if you don't reconcile them?
We will.
Okay. I mean, if you don't get clear direction from the legislature, though, I mean, is it, then do you go negotiate it yourself?
I'm expecting we will get clear direction and consensus. We won't have everybody happy. But we'll have clear direction that the governor needs to go back to Washington and negotiate a deal with the Department of Health. And I'll go back and I'm going to do it.
What's the minimum you need? The guys were recalcitrant, could you go back and say, I'm the governor and I'm going to get a deal from Washington and come back and the deal will be so good that they'll change their mind? Do you actually need anything to go back and negotiate?
We have a law on the books that requires me to have this decision on Medicaid expansion, so-called, and associated issues to be done in conjunction with the legislature. I'm doing it in conjunction with the legislature as we speak. So, again, I'm not worried about not having authorization or the ability to go back. I will work with the legislature. We will come up with a common sense solution to this issue that the vast majority of Utahns will appreciate and like, and I expect that to be the same reception that the legislature will give whatever I negotiate.